Welcome to Worldwide Wonderful Women, a podcast for your living in divine power when yours is diminished. A podcast where encouragers receive encouragement. We understand these are hard times. You may find that it is becoming more of a challenge for you to remain strong as you give of yourself continuously. That's why this is the place to join other women globally who face the same challenges as you. So join us regularly to receive biblical insight, not to faint, but to stand strong. This is the podcast to be rejuvenated and revitalized. Now, let's join our host, Paula Harris.
Greetings in Jesus' name. This is episode number 41 of Worldwide Wonderful Women. The title of this episode is Encouragement for Exhausted Moms. Are you an exhausted mom today? What is causing you to feel exhausted? Well, I would like to come alongside of you and to give you some words of encouragement. I am an empty nester now, but I can reflect upon and remember quite clearly those times when I felt exhausted as well. For I raised three rambunctious sons who were involved in many activities. And so I remember what it was like to clean up the kitchen and then to have to redo it again, to clean the laundry and then to have dirty clothes pile up all over again, to get the smudges off the walls and off the floor, only to have to do it again, to run back and forth to all the practices, not to mention all of the games. As an empty nester now, being able to reflect back, those were some good days. Having our sons here in the house and being able to be involved in all their activities, even though they were exhausting, they were great times. And so if you're here today and right now you just feel, no, Paula, they're not great times, I am overwhelmed, believe me, you're going to look back and you're going to rejoice over the times that you had with your child or with your children. But just in case you are feeling exhausted as a result of your feeling that you're not living up to this image that you have of yourself, this person that you feel you should be, and you're comparing what you are experiencing and who you are right now with who that person that you have in your mind or this picture you're comparing and feeling, but I should be like this, or this is how I thought it would be. Or if you're comparing yourself with some other person, some other mom that you know who seems to have it all together, please don't get caught up into that. Let me share something with you in regards to comparison, whether it's something in regards to what you're imagining or whether it is someone that who is real or alive and you're comparing yourself with. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12, it says, "For we dare not class ourselves or compare ourselves with those who commend themselves, but they, measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves, are not wise." So God tells us right off from the beginning that if we get into comparison, we're not wise. It's not wise to compare ourselves, whether it's with that person that we're comparing ourselves that we feel we should be, or whether it is some other mom or some other individual that we're comparing ourselves with. As we look at the situation that we're in right now, that may be challenging or exhausting. Well, look, I'd like to share a few words also out of my book, A Woman of All Season. Let this encourage you. "Much of my life has been wasted in comparison, and it has taken me too long to refuse to be a victim of it any longer. How I wish that I would have learned what is revealed in the Word, for it would have saved me much heartache. We all observe one another as women. I am not talking about healthy observation, wherein we learn and can improve. It's when comparison rears its monstrous head and you are left feeling angered or defeated by someone else's assumed advantage over you. Our culture promotes this very attitude to market products and anything that would give you the advantage over another. How unwise it is to function like this on a daily basis, since we do not have the capacity to make true comparisons. You see, only our all-knowing Lord is able to take two individuals and come up with a true conclusion that thoroughly covers all the facts. We, on the other hand, are limited in our fact-finding and knowledge. How many young girls were deceived into thinking that Britney Spears had it all until they witnessed her life falling apart in the media? How many thought that Lady Diana had a fantasy life until her scandalous marriage was revealed? Ladies, we do not have the true capacity to compare ourselves with others, so let's decide right now to stop this meaningless practice. You see, our Lord's measurements are different from ours. In Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8 and 9, it says that his thoughts are not our thoughts and his ways are not our ways. And even if you look at Revelation chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, the church at Smyrna thought that it was poor, but God said that it was rich. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 14 to 17, the church of the Laodiceans thought that they were rich and wealthy, but God said that they were wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. So ladies, we really don't have the capacity to be able to truly compare ourselves with anyone else or with some perceived image that we even think of ourselves. Another thing to note is that our Lord is not going to measure you on the basis of others' gifts or opportunities, only those which he has assigned to you. Thus, our Lord does not compare you with another. So then why should you? Your body, your lifestyle, your family, your achievements, your finances, and all that pertains to you will be viewed according to his individual plan for you. This provides a way of escape and freedom from comparison to another. Of course, you will only know this for yourself if you choose to believe the word over your next magazine article. The divine standard exemplified by Christ surpasses any human standards. Our Lord's evaluation is without fault. Praise him for knowing you and your present season perfectly. Praise him for being the only wise judge who is able to evaluate you and your circumstances without error and still chooses not to compare you with anyone else. Now think about the waste of energy and time it takes to compare yourself with another. If you get plastic surgery on your face, it will still not be her face. If you purchase the same dress, it still will look differently on you. Allow the Lord to free you from this bondage, an unfulfilling way to spend your days. I want to encourage you, Mom. I don't know how you're picturing yourself as the way that you feel you should be. I don't know whether you're looking at yourself in comparison with another mom and how she seems to have it all together. Please stop the comparison game. Allow yourself to be you, who God created you to be, and to function in freedom and joy, and the plan that he has for you, your family, and your children specifically. Please stop comparing yourself, your family, hubby, and your life with others. I came across something that Lisa Joe Baker wrote, and I think it's so cute, and I want to share this with you. It's called The Tired Mother's Creed, and I'm going to read them to you. They're numbered from 1 to 20, and I hope that this will encourage you today. Number 1. I shall not judge my house, my kids' summer activities, or my crafting skills by Pinterest standards. Now, in case you don't know what Pinterest is, it's a social network where you can learn how to do all kind of crafting, cooking, and etc. So she's saying that she's not going to judge her house by Pinterest standards. Number 2. I shall not measure what I've accomplished today by the loads of unfolded laundry, but by the assurance of deep love I've tickled into my kids. Number 3. I shall say yes to blanket forts and see past the chaos to the memories we're building. Number 4. I shall surprise my kids with trips to get ice cream when they're already in their pajamas. Number 5. I shall not compare myself to other mothers, but find my identity in the God who trusted me with these kids in the first place. Number 6. I shall remember that a messy house at peace is better than an immaculate house tied up in knots. Number 7. I shall play music loudly and teach my kids the joy of wildly uncoordinated dance. Number 8. I shall remind myself that perfect is simply a street sign at the intersection of impossible and frustration in Never Never Land. I think that's cute. Number 9. I shall embrace the fact that in becoming a mom, I traded perfect for a house full of real. And number 10, I shall promise to love this body that bore these 3 children out loud, especially in front of my daughter. And then 11, I shall give my other mother friends the gift of guilt-free friendship. Number 12, I shall do my best to admit to my people my unfine moments. And then number 3, I shall say sorry when sorry is necessary. Number 14, I pray God I shall never be too proud, angry, or stubborn to ask for my children's forgiveness. Number 15, I shall make space in my grown-up world for goofball moments with my kids. Number 16, I shall love their father and make sure they know I love him. Number 17, I shall model kind words to kids and grown-ups alike. Number 18, I shall not be intimidated by the inside of my minivan. This season of chip bags, goldfish crackers, and discarded socks too shall pass. Number 19, I shall always make time to encourage new moms. And that's what I'm trying to do with you. Whether you're a new mom or a seasoned mom, we just have times, those days that we need encouragement. And then finally, number 20, I shall not resent that last call for kisses and cups of water, but remember instead that when I blink, they'll all be in college. Now, isn't that awesome? I thought that that was cute. I wanted to share it with you. And it goes right in with what God put on my heart to encourage you. So, moms, I pray that you're encouraged. And yes, if you're tired or you're exhausted, may you find strength in God alone. Remember, God says in His Word that He is our strength. He is our fortress. He is the one that is able to help us to be able to go from day to day. And I love the verse where it talks about He bears our burdens daily. Isn't that awesome? That is so awesome. Well, until we get to meet again, may God bless you, give you strength beyond yourself. And in the meantime, smile. Jesus loves you.
Thank you for listening to Worldwide Wonderful Women. We trust you enjoyed the program. please take a moment to leave us a good rating and review on iTunes to help us continually encourage others around the globe. We also invite you to go to twmforjesus.org. That's TWM, like in Mary, FORJESUS.org, to download your free gift and see other resources to help you live in divine power. And oh, don't forget to tell your friends. Until next time, be strong and of good courage.